So come to the pond, or the river of your imagination, or the harbor of your longing, and put your lips to the world and live your life. By Mary Oliver.
Born in Richmond, Indiana, Barb Schwegman has made Bloomington her home for over 40 years. Graduating from DePaul University in 1974, she has worked various jobs, from a dishwasher to a kindergarten teacher in a local school. She's been writing for over 40 years, and the poems she'll read today are from her two published books, Poems of Central America and Night Walking. Welcome to The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus Dorsey. Barb, what poems have you brought for us today?
Plain Jacks. We sit on the porch of her school. I watch while she and her friends play jacks, the ball bouncing up, her small hands moving quickly over the cement to gather the scattered metal stars. I can't wait. I want to play. Without a word of Spanish, I take the ball, look at her, ask with my eyes if I can play. She is ready. I am better than what I remembered, winning the first game, but that is the last one. Her eyes sparkle with competition while she leaves the Norte Americana in the dust. Eggs in the basket, crack an egg, snowball, onesies, twosies, up to 10 and back. She knows them all and shows me her style. I would not have been any good at all had it not been for the hours of practice playing on my neighbor's hardwood floors in the Indiana afternoon humidity years ago. Games that prepared me for this moment, miles from home, under a May afternoon sun with this brown-eyed expert jacks player in the Salvadoran countryside. Jesus Lucia. She was the oldest woman in the village, lost her husband and sons in the 12-year war in El Salvador. She lived alone in her hut, taken care of by her friends, honored by all who lived there. When we visited her on that hot Sunday afternoon, she was sitting in the dark coolness of her two rooms, waiting. When we walked in, she knelt before the priest, her knees on the dirt floor of her home. Bending her head, she crossed herself and asked for his blessing. I caught my breath at her reverence, felt tears at her humility. Today, in a restaurant in my own town in the States, I discuss religion with a good friend. Our talk turns to Jesus. I don't know what I believe about him anymore. She says she appreciates his suffering, his realness in being human. I try to hear her, but I can only think of Jesus Lucia, her brown, wrinkled face, the heat of the Salvadoran spring, the sweat and closeness of that dark hut, that moment of faith I will never forget. Leaving El Salvador. On the last day of leaving the country of El Salvador, we walk as a group into a small restaurant. It is strange to be inside where food is served, not outside sitting around a picnic table where Lita sets beans and rice in front of us like she has the past 6 days. It is obvious we are North Americans. The other customers all look at our white faces as we walk in. One man, perhaps a few drinks under his belt, stands up, holding a glass of something, speaks loudly. I love my country, he says in English. El Salvador is beautiful. I love El Salvador. We had just come from the village where I fell in love with the people, their work, their way of life. El Salvador, the country of volcanoes. Yes, I think, with tears in my eyes, El Salvador. May it always be safe. May it always be blessed. For Walter and Scott, we drove through the mountains swerving against each other. His voice filled the darkness with sweetness and took my fears away. It is a simple thing what a voice can do. The three of us traded songs and jokes while our bodies bumped and rocked back and forth over gravel roads. We came down the mountain together, the others quiet or asleep in the back of the van. Our voices were the only ones heard in the stillness, in a country where voices are too often quieted.
You've been listening to Poems by Barb Schwegman on The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey.